Voluntary repatriation of Afghan refugees from Pakistan is underway, with the United Nations planning to assist in the return of 600,000 people this year. More than 3 million Afghans had been living in Pakistan, some for decades, after fleeing the Soviet occupation or subsequent civil war. At a UN refugee registration facility just outside the Pakistani capital, a small group of 10 Afghan families is getting ready to leave for Afghanistan voluntarily. Most of them have lived in Pakistan for nearly two decades, escaping 23 years of conflict in their homeland. But the refugees say they want to go back now because conditions are improving. 58-year-old Muhammad Ibrahim comes from the Afghan capital, Kabul. He says peace is slowly returning to his country. His family left Afghanistan because of war, but he says the hostilities have almost disappeared now, and that is why they are going back. 22-year-old Muhammad Humayun says his family came to Pakistan 18 years ago, and most of the time they lived in refugee camps under difficult conditions. Mr. Humayun says he is leaving Pakistan under no pressure. He says he has received English and computer education and hopes to get a job in Kabul. Some refugees say difficult living conditions in the camps are forcing them to go back home. The United Nations Refugee Agency has set up several temporary registration facilities in different cities in Pakistan to facilitate the repatriation. It is giving a travel grant of between $3 and $30 to returning refugees, depending on the distance to their home communities, along with some food and other assistance inside Afghanistan. More than 8,000 Afghan refugees have gone home since the voluntary repatriation process resumed a month ago. UN officials expect the number to increase in the coming few months. But a UN repatriation worker, Fayaz Ali Khan, says a lot will depend on the economic and security conditions in Afghanistan.
We do feel that there are certain areas which are absolutely safe, but since we are not completely sure of the safety, that's why we are not promoting repatriation. It's purely refugees' own decision. UNHCR is just facilitating. All those refugees who are interested, we try to assist them to repatriate.
About 1.6 million Afghans have returned home, mostly from Pakistan, after the fall of the Taliban 18 months ago. Another 2 million are still in Pakistan. A majority of them have been here for up to two decades and have established businesses in Pakistan. UN spokesman Salvatore Lombardo says these Afghans would want to see a lot of economic activity and stability in their country before they decide to leave Pakistan.
They have been here for a very long time, and they are also expecting a number of things in Afghanistan that they have not happened yet. I think we haven't seen, for example, in Afghanistan a great movement on the question of employment. We haven't seen major changes in the terms of reconstruction of roads, etc. These are the kind of things that probably will bring much more people.
There are reports that ethnic Pashtuns in northern Afghanistan are still suffering reprisals and harassment for their past support of the former Taliban government. Mr. Lombardo says this is also preventing some refugees from returning to those parts of Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.